Listeners, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Parents, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, enjoying a beautiful morning. If you're on the East Coast, it's probably been snowing like a bitch all over your ass, covered in white. You know what we're covered in out here? Sunshine. Sorry, y'all suckers. That is why I live on this coast. I cannot handle winters. I got to go to London next week, and I am not looking forward to it. Everybody's like, are you excited about going to London next week? I'm like, absolutely not. It's going to be cold. It's going to be wet. I got to work while I'm over there. It ain't like I'm just going for fun. It is a work trip. Work trip. I don't understand why people don't understand that word work trip. That means no fun trip. That means I got to fly I don't know how many hours in one direction to do a few things and then fly I don't know how many hours back in the next direction. So absolutely not, mother truckers. That is not going to be fun times. That's going to be I'm working in somewhere that's colder and wetter and way farther away than where I'm used to having to go to every day. I'm just saying is all. Okay. Well, what else? Oh, I ain't even done damn particular before I started bitching, did I? Well, you are listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Like I said, this here is the Hollywood Hick program. And if you throw a / listen behind that www.crabdiving.com, you know what you're going to get? Every last bit of the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. I don't know why you ain't already listening to it if you ain't already listening to it. But if you ain't already listening to it, you should best get to listening to it. That's what I got to say about that. Also, follow a brother on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick. Also, follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that's particular. Oh, and I come on every day on the 7, y'all, right on the Crab Diving Network. 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. That'd be 10 in the morning, 10 in the evening on the other coast over there where it's white as snow because it's covered in snow. I'm so glad I'm not in that snow. No, thank you very, very much. But that's the particular. So if you can't follow any of that, you can always download it off of the iTunes, off of the Stitcher, off of the Crab Diving website. You can also get it on the SoundCloud. The Hollywood Hick is all over the place, and so is all the other Crab Diving programming. So go find it, okay? I'm just saying, do yourself a damn favor and just do it. All right, what the hell else is going on out there? And what, I got to go to London. I done said that earlier up in here, and I'm not very excited about it because it is a long plane ride in coach because they won't pony up to send me in any kind of business class or nothing. I got to sit up with direct, like, I got to be like Andy McDowell and go back into tourist class. I'm going to pitch a fit like her and be like, make absolutely no sense in tweets that are so grammatically horrible. I don't understand people and their inability to freaking just string together some words that make sense. Now, I realize that's coming from somebody that talks like me, and sometimes I string together things in a way, but I do it in such a way as to be funny. When I do it, it is intentional. The problem with people like her who are stringing together these nonsense words is they don't realize that they are making fucking mouth-breathing fools out of themselves. Do you get the difference, y'all? I do it intentionally. Andy McDowell's dumbass made a series of incoherent, they won't let me have my dog where I want to have my dog on the plane because I wasn't smart enough or had an assistant smart enough to get me a seat where I could put the dog up under the seat, but they bought me a seat that ain't got no up under underneath it. So I got moved because guess what? Sometimes you don't get special treatment all the time, especially when you're a super horrible actress, a horrible, horrible actress, a beautiful woman and probably super sweet, but a beautiful woman who is probably very sweet who needs to learn how to string a sentence together that makes some damn sense. And then whatever. I digress. I already talked about Andy McDowell last episode. But it just annoys me that people are so fucking entitled that they think that they are the exception to the rule all the time. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how much fame you got. Like, the rules is the rules. And if you aren't smart enough to, like, figure out what you is and is not able to do, then you just might be in trouble and you might get thrown back into tourist class, like where I'm going to be sitting on the plane. At least on those international flights, they give you, like, entertainments and things and will feed your ass. Not like on these domestic planes where they won't feed you jack. It wasn't even good food, but the thing was, at least it gave you something to do for a few minutes, eat that stupid freaking lean cuisine type food or whatever it is they throw up on a plate in front of you or on a tray or whatever it was. It just makes so much more sense. It just makes so much more mother trucking sense to just give somebody something to do. And if you occupy people, they're going to bother you less. You get that stewardesses, they're not stewardesses, flight attendants. They're not going to bother you as much if they're sitting over there stuffing food into their face and things of that nature. They won't even hardly give you no cocktails no more. You start ordering up too many cocktails, they start to get all like squirrely because people are nuts, do crazy things on planes these days. People just need to reel in their mother trucking crazy because it's starting to like ruin it for the rest of us because of all you people and your special brands of crazy that you carry around with you every mother trucking wear. Because of y'all, we all have to have all these stupid rules and things, and we can't have enough cocktails on the plane. Like, I get nervous on a plane sometimes. Up in the air, I'm okay, but it's that taking off and landing shit that I just do not enjoy very much. So if I have a nice buzz, it softens the blow. Also, I like to go to sleep on these planes because people annoy me. It takes forever. I get annoyed. And so if I go to sleep, then I don't get as annoyed, right? But I can't sleep on a plane unless I induce it with booze and or sleeping pills. So I need both. So if I take a sleeping pill and then I have me a couple of Jack Daniels, guess what? The Hollywood hick will go to sleep and be out your hair and not bother nobody for the duration of the flight. Now, I think that's appropriate. But other people, like, really, they should take along the same train of thought with them. I'm just saying, because some people need to shut the fuck up. Some people need to leave their children at home. Some people need to leave their critters at home, Miss McDowell. But you know what? Maybe have somebody take care of it. I know you love your critter, but you know what? It's a critter. It is a critter, nonetheless, okay? Everybody and these jacked up ideas about critters and, like, all this, like, just, like, they are not people. That's basically what I boil down to. Critters ain't people, so quit acting like these peoples, okay? Just don't do it. Your critter ain't gonna remember tomorrow that you left them at home, okay? It's just how it fucking works. G motherfucking butts, all right. Enough bitching up here on the Hollywood Hick program. What was I going to talk about today? Oh, this story. Oops, wrong window. Where's my window that I want so I can read my stories? Uh-oh, where'd I put it? Here it goes. Hollywood Hick, apparently not prepared again today because you know what? I was at the workplace till all hours last night because I got things to do. I had to figure out stuff, figuring out the fact that everybody I work with does things wrong all the time. And then I go look at it. I'm like, why would you do it? I'm like, why would you want to do something the hardest way possible? Like, didn't at any point in time did it not dawn on you that there has to be a much simpler way to do this? And maybe I should apply myself and figure it out now. That's not what they do. That's not what they do. They wait for somebody like me to finally get time to look at it and be like, what the are y'all up in here doing? Gee, Lord have mercy, bus, for the love of Dolly. That's what I'm thinking to myself, right? But to make myself feel better about myself, I read articles about celebrities and their untoward nonsense, right? Well, this story has been cracking my ass up for the last little while, right? Because I've been following this, and I was going to talk about it last episode, I think, but I run out of time because I started talking about something else. I was harping on something. What the fuck? I don't even remember what I was talking about. Like, oh, I think I was still talking about Aunt Viv because Aunt Viv was cracking me up how she was not having it, that everybody was boycotting the Oscars, and she ain't been on Broadway yet. I fucking love that story. And the Palins, what a freaking mess. Track Palin, domestic abuser. It's all Obama's fault. In case you're wondering, y'all, just blame Obama. Just blame Obama. That's all you have to do. And there used to be blame Canada. Now it's just blame Obama. Like, it's all, everything's Obama's fault. I got into it with somebody at work the other day. I was like, you know what? We cannot have this discussion because I would like to continue liking you. Okay? So if you say four more words, I'm not going to have the wherewithal to go on liking you, and we're going to have a problem. So maybe it's time to just shut up because you are so ill-informed right now that it is wrenching to my gut, and I can only hold things in so long before I explode and I have to tell you that you are a mouth-breathing moron and you need to pull your head out of your ass and quit listening to the Fox News people because it is not fair nor balanced because it's just not. It's just not. And if you think it is, then you're even dumber than I thought because that means all you do is follow. Everybody is such followers. How about you maybe just make up your own mind for a change? Like, go assess things and make up your own damn mind. Okay? All right. Back to Charlie Mother Trucking Sheen. Right. Well, apparently Denise Richards, you know, he was married to her for a while, popped out a couple of kids, and then he married that Brooke Mueller chick, popped out a couple of kids, and then he was running around with a bunch of hookers. Well, you know, he's just a whole big old bag of crazy, and just like, he's self-destructive, and it's like, I don't know, it just, he's like, he's one of those that I'm sure fuels him, like his what is it, I forget, like, he thrives, that's a better word, he thrives on like bad attention and all of this stuff, and he likes to like, he like, I don't know, I just think that he does shit just to be a dick. Like, I just think he likes being a dick, and I wish people would quit giving him so much attention, but here I am talking about it on account of it's just too freaking good, right? But apparently he, so basically Denise Richards, the, I think that was his first wife, they were married for a while, and you know, I really like, I want to not like her, but at the same time, I think she's somewhat of an entitled, like, see you next Tuesday a little bit too, but she does have a point in this whole thing. It's like, you got these kids, you got all this money, like, they need to be having a lifestyle similar to yours, but at the same time, it's like, she's like, she is kind of asking for a lot. Like, she's like, I want this big old fancy mansion house. He already gave her, like, apparently, like, gave her $10 million right off the bat, and pays her, like, almost $1 million a year in, like, alimonies or whatever. So it's like, you got plenty to live on, and then another like $55,000 a month for child support. Ridiculous. Like, I would, like, hell, I'd have a kid so I could get somebody to give me $55,000 a month just to take care of it. That's a lot of mother trucking money, right? That's a lot of mother trucking money just to, like, watch after some little spawn of yours, you know. Well, says here, but apparently, like, he is just a horrible person. So, according to this, in this lawsuit that she's filed, she's basically asking for all kind of stuff. I'm wondering if I was looking for this other article that, like, spelled things out better, but maybe it's over here on this, because, you know, I didn't used to read this website very much because I thought they were kind of full of shit, but then again, now I'm like, you know, whatever, I'm just gonna choose to believe whatever I want to believe, right? So I choose to believe that whatever is over on the Radar Online, if you can weed through all the reality television, like, news they got on there, because they are loving A Housewife, and they love some of these, like, other programs, whatever, but they love A Housewife, and they love whatever else. I forget what it is. Like, a Honey Boo Boo. They love a Honey Boo Boo. Apparently, Mama June's walrus ass is like Marion is hooking up with her contractor. I don't know. I'm not talking about Mama June because I done talked about them too much lately, but it was cracking me up when Sugar Bear came out, like, that he liked the pecker. But now he's saying that he didn't like the pecker, and they also trying to say that that was just done for to get people to, like, watch their, like, reality television program, which it could be. But then poor Sugar Bear, how did he get talked into that? To, like, sit there and tell everybody that he's, like, been messing around poking at the pecker, and now he's, like, gonna have people back home be like, dude, so you like the pecker or ain't you like the pecker? So maybe you and Uncle Poodle got more in common than you thought. So maybe that's why him and Uncle Poodle always got along. I don't know. But still regret when I saw Uncle Poodle down there on Hollywood Boulevard. I didn't say nothing because I wasn't sure. And then I didn't want to say Uncle Poodle to somebody that might not be Uncle Poodle, because, you know, they might not take that very kindly, because people get uppity around this town. You know, people get all kind of butthurt over the dumbest shit. Like, people cannot take a joke, and people cannot allow anyone to make a mistake anymore. If you make a mistake, then it's the end of the world. Like, oh, how dare you attack my sensibilities by making a mistake. I can't believe that anybody would go so far as to accidentally, like, misinterpret something or make a mistake. It's ridiculous. People need to quit being so freaking sensitive and get butthurt so fast. It just kills me. But I found this thing over here, right, on the Radar Online website. It says 10 shocking revelations in Denise Richards' latest fight with ex-husband Charlie Sheen, right? Well, if you go through this little slideshow, and by the way, I fucking hate a slideshow on the interwebs. They never load up right. They're always a pain in the ass to use. It's like, come on, you can't just click through most of them because they load these websites up with so much trash and junk all up in here. And again, I'm going to tell you, this fucking thing scared the ever living. Right before I went to start this program this evening, fuck that, this bright and early morning here where I'm hardly had half a cup of coffee yet, trying to peruse the TMZs. And TMZs, you know, I loves you. You give me most of my news, and, like, I like that you usually get it right and you usually get it first, and I realize you pay for it, but I don't give a shit how you get it as long as you put it out there so I can see it, right? But if you don't get rid of these goddamn South of Wilshire, whatever fucking ads you got going on there that come on autoplay every time at freaking 9,000 my goddamn decibels, scaring me with an inch of my life because you can't fucking set your website in a way to where it'll fucking load up right away because I'm halfway through reading the story and all of a sudden that thing just pops on, scares the fucking shit out of me, makes me jump out my skin sitting in a chair. mother trucking, stop that shit. All y'all fucking autoplay videos can kiss my mother trucking ass. I don't want that. If I want to watch your video, I will click play. Otherwise, all I'm going to do is leave your website immediately. More times than not, I will leave your website immediately and not come back if you fucking autoplay a video. Okay, that means I'm done. That means you're not going to get your hit that you want where I lingered and read the whole story. You know what it's going to mean? It's going to mean fuck you and your goddamn autoplay. Shove it up your ass where the sun don't shine. And I am out of mother trucking here, bitch ass bitch. Fuck you. I can curse all I want. God damn it, and cursing fun. I've been cursing a lot lately. I really quite enjoy it. I don't care what nobody says. I've decided to embrace it. Cursing is fun. It is how I pepper my language with a little bit of color and fun times, because to me it's fun. I don't care if you don't like listening to it. It's just fun. It ain't an ill will. Sometimes it is, I reckon, because if I'm driving down the road and you cut me off and I say you bitch ass motherfucking bitch, I pretty much mean it. I really do. That's where this accent comes in handy sometimes, because I can call somebody a bitch ass motherfucking bitch and they just think I'm being funny, but I mean every bit of it. Back to Charlie Sheen, right? So, according to this, the 10 shocking revelations, according to the Radar Online people, in Denise Richards' latest fight with ex-husband Charlie Sheen. Well, some of the things that he's accused of, or she's accusing him of, I reckon. Maybe, I don't know, as we get into this, we might find out that he's accusing her of some things. Like, I do think that she's probably bucking for a payday because she's got a lifestyle to maintain. I get it. That's why I had to take this damn job, because I got a freaking lifestyle to maintain. I don't want to be living in some little teensy-ass little studio apartment. I want to keep my deluxe apartment in the sky. Who? These frogs. I think I figured out the why I get frogs in my throat. Because you know why? I've been recording these things in the morning. And you know what I ain't done yet? Talk to nobody hardly all day. I haven't talked to anybody for, like, not all day, for like hours, on account I come home, I go to sleep, and then I wake up. I ain't got nobody to talk to. I live alone up here in the Hollywood Hit compound, in the deluxe apartment in the sky. And so then by the time I get to talking on here, I got a frog up in my throat because it ain't warmed up yet. See, I done figured out my problem. I need to warm up. Guess what I ain't going to do? Warm up. I'm going to have to cough through a couple of frogs, cut that shit out, and we'll just keep moving. All right, back to Charlie Sheen. I done digressed all over the place this morning, ain't I? Well, says here that in the 10 shocking revelations in Denise Richards' latest fight with ex-husband Charlie Sheen, the first one it says here is, in court docs claim Sheen threatened to kill his 9-year-old daughter. Now, what kind, like, what, I get, like, if you get upset with your kid, be like, I am going to, like, my dad would, like, his favorite was, I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail. Whatever that meant, it meant you better shape up or he is going to reach around into the back seat and that is not something that you want. But he always called it, he said, I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail. And I think that's fucking hysterical. It's always kind of cracked me up. He used to say all kinds of shit. His other favorite thing when he was watching sports, like especially football, he'd always yell something like, boy, act like you got two brains in your head. Now, if you wanted to piss him off at that moment, you'd be like, Pop, I'm pretty sure we all only got one brain up in our head. And then you better be not within arm's reach when you say that kind of shit. Because I used to love doing it when I was a kid. And I knew I was going to get in trouble, but I could not stop myself. That's the kind of person I am. I just could not stop myself. But what kind of person threatens to kill your own 9-year-old kid? Like some sort of self-obsessed freaking, what is it, narcissist crazy person. Like, and the thing is, okay, this is the other thing about Charlie Sheen, and I'm just gonna say it out loud, he is not cute enough to have this attitude. He's really not. He's like, he acts like he is the hottest thing ever. Like, even when he was in his prime, he was not that hot. He was just rich and famous and had a father who was more famous than him at that point. And so he had name recognition. But really, like, if you watch this, they try to talk about how, like, what a great actor he is too. No, no, not really. No. I watched them stupid, couple of those stupid, what was that sitcom with John Cryer that he did? The 2.5 Men. No, he dialed that shit in. Maybe back in his day when he did Platoon and stuff, when he tried, but he doesn't try no more. Like that Spin City show. No, he was not the best. Not by a far stretch. He was just a grumpy bitch ass bitch. I'm just saying is all. But you are not hot enough to get away with telling your 9-year-old kid that you were going to kill her. That's some bullshit. See what the next one is. Advertisement. Says here, after being diagnosed with HIV, which apparently he did not even bother to tell his children or his like ex-wives about. They all heard about it on Matt Lauer when we heard about it. That is some rude ass narcissistic shit right there. Like, I want as big of a reaction as I can get. And I want to like just like I don't know. It just seems so disrespectful and just horrible. Like, it's just not, it's bad. Like, Charlie Sheen is an awful person. And any of you people who support him are awful people too. I'm going to come right out and say it. If you are a big Charlie Sheen fan, then you need to seriously assess some shit. Okay? Just sit down with a notepad and write out your life and what's good and bad about it. And then start focusing on the good and quit fucking crawling up Charlie Sheen's ass. But it says here, after being diagnosed with HIV, Sheen begged Denise and his and their daughters, Sam and Lola, to move into a mansion he owned nearby. Fearing the illness was terminal, Sheen wanted to spend time with the girls. Okay, what's so fucking shocking about that? I think what's shocking about that is then he took it back. And then he's like, no, y'all move in. And then, now, you know what? Y'all are pissing me off. Get the fuck out. Like, why? What kind of person kicks his children and the mother of his children out? Granted, Denise probably had some money put away somewhere where she could find somewhere. But at the same time, it's all about him all the time. Like, oh, I need you near me. Like, oh, now you're pissing me off. Get away. Come closer. Go away. Like, he's crazy. Crazy. Like, anybody who got involved with, like, any lady who lets him put it up in her is an idiot, as far as I'm concerned. Again, it says here, after she began dating porn star Brett Rossi, Denise Richards was no longer welcome in his home. Look at this. Autoplay video. Why? What makes you think that I fucking want that? What makes you think that, Radar Online? I'm about to say, fuck you, we're going to get three shocking revelations, two of which are not even that shocking so far, by the way. The last two are not that shocking. Apparently, like, yeah, if you got a new husband, like, wife and or girlfriend, then the ex is usually not the most welcome person in the house because the ex is somewhat a little bit, like, a threat probably to the person who is new. That's just how that shit works. I don't know. I'm not so shocked yet. Like, what's so shocking about this shit, Radar Online? Your fucking autoplay videos. You're lucky I stuck around only because I don't want to have to change subjects yet. But apparently, Sheen, and the next one is Sheen agreed to place the Mulholland Estates mansion into a trust with the title held in their names. This is for the children, I think. Richards has accused Sheen of selling the house and depleting the trust fund, with the Mercurial actor accused of refusing to replenish the account. Now, if this was agreed upon in your divorce, then just go up there and be like, it says right here in this divorce papers that you need to be putting this house up and set your kids up. That's what you're supposed to do, Charlie Sheen. Like, I don't know. I'm not really that shocked yet. I'm really not that shocked. What's so fucking shocking, Radar? Apparently, also during a Christmas trip to Montana, Richard claims in court docs that one of Sheen's employees overheard him tell fiancé Brett Rossi, we're going to blow up her car. Now, I think the thing is, here's the thing I think about Charlie dumbass Sheen. I just think he's a hothead and he spouts things off without thinking because he's a mouth-breathing moron who's self-entitled and his daddy probably never reeled him in like he should have and told him to act his fucking age and like mind his manners. All he does is just run around like a fool and then people freaking enabled him by like watching his TV programs and stupid shit like that. But he probably was just venting. So it's like, whatever, I'm going to blow her car up. I've said stuff like that. I'm like, I look at somebody, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, if I had have a chance, I would choke that bitch right now. I ain't going to do it, but I sure as hell thought about doing it, right? Apparently, moves on here. It says Richards attempted to reach an agreement with Sheen prior to moving out of the $7 million mansion. On those talks with their respective lawyers dragged on, Sheen resumed his aggressive and hostile conduct towards me. Well, what is that? Like, and what did you probably really know how to push his butt. Okay, these 10 shocking revelations are making me somewhat defend Charlie Sheen because now I'm thinking Denise Richards is just wanting more money, more money, more money. Like, that's the problem. Charlie Sheen is a dick, and Denise Richards is a gold digger. That's just basically what it is. So you got a dick and a gold digger who are always going to be at odds, and these poor two children are caught in the middle of it because I do think that Denise Richards is a good mother. I will give her that because I've seen how, like, this things. But I also think that maybe you should quit relying on Charlie Sheen to pay all the bills and start going back. I mean, she's a horrible actress. Denise Richards is a horrible, like, I think she's the worst actress than Annie McDowell. And I didn't even think that was possible. Now, I will say Denise Richards is in one of my all-time favorite movies, and it's just a fluke that she's good. And I think the only reason she's any good is because that character is supposed to not be that great to begin with. But Drop Dead Gorgeous, one of this mockumentary about beauty pageants, is one of the funniest fucking movies I have ever seen in my life. It is hysterical. I highly recommend looking it up. Drop Dead Gorgeous. It's her, Kirsten Dunst, Ellen Barkin, even Kirstie Alley is good in it. Go figure. Allison Janney is in it. Will crack your shit up. It's and like lots of cameo people, like what's like lots of people, big stars. Now, like Amy Adams, I think, is in it. Like lots of people, but I highly recommend it. But this is stupid. Oh, wait a minute. What did he say? Wait a minute. I missed this one. of, motherfucker, get your goddamn slideshow up and going. Oh, now this one, I will say, apparently, according to these new court documents, Charlie Sheen done went and called his daughter Lola, who was 9 years old. He was yelling at her on the phone, and he called her a pig whore, and he told her he was going to kill you and your mom. Now, that's horrible. Charlie Sheen, you should be ashamed of yourself. You did not, like, okay, everybody got mad at Alec Baldwin because he called his like daughter a something, like something bad. I forget what it is, but a pig whore, and I'm going to kill you and your mom. You do not tell that to a 9-year-old. Even I know that. I would not call a 9-year-old a pig whore to their face and or tell them that I was going to kill their mama. Now, one time driving down the road, I did yell out the window of the car to somebody who flipped me off after I honked at him for cutting me off, which I completely feel validated in my honk on account of you cutting me off. So when you flipped me off, I might have got a little bit upset. And when I got up beside the window of that car, it happened to be right before Christmas. And I happened to yell something to the effect of, I hope somebody steals your Christmas. And then I look into the back seat of the car and there is 3 children riding in the back of the car, all with shock face going, oh, my God, is this guy going to steal my Christmas? So I did feel slightly bad, but. Again, it never would have happened if their bitch-ass mama didn't cut me off and then flip me off for honking at her when she had cut me off and then my tried to, like, be a bitch. So, I'm just saying. But I did not call him a pig whore, and I did not say I was going to kill you. That's horrible. Charlie Sheen, you need to quit being so horrible. The next one here, it says, following alleged threats to come over to their house with a baseball bat, Denise told Sheen's security team that if he set foot on the property, she was going to call the cops. Well, that's what happens. You say you're going to come over with a bat and start busting some shit up, including me. I'm going to call the popo on your ass. So just let it be known. He comes out of there with a baseball bat. You might want to stop him. Otherwise, your dude's going to go to the jailhouse again. That's just how that shit works. Okay. Whatever. Apparently, Richards was forced to hire full-time security because of Sheen's threats. Like, I thought celebrities had full-time security anyhow. But, look, that's just what you have to do. I would do it. But apparently, Sheen has... What is so shocking about Charlie Sheen having a 10 million... Okay, Radar, your definition of shocking and everybody else's in the world are completely skewed. Because you think that because a famous person with... shit tons of money having a $10 million life insurance policy is shocking. You're fucking retarded. And I use that word gladly because that is backwards, slow thinking, and retarded means not as fast. So your thinking is not up to par. That's what I'm saying. Okay. That is exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly it. But the fact that Charlie Sheen has a $10 million life insurance policy should not be the most shocking thing of your fucking day. Get it together, people. Apparently, in a letter to her dad, Sam Levin asked her dad to not be a drug addict. Good mother trucking luck on that, because he looks a mess. Like, he just got meth face. He's got total meth face. But those apparently are the shocking revelations. But goes over here. Then I went back over to the Page 6 website, right, where they've been reporting on this thing, too. But apparently, there's even more to this, because apparently, according to this, the lawsuit also reveals that Charlie Sheen sent horrifying texts to his daughter. Let's see if we can find out what some of these are. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. Okay. Apparently, it says here on the Page 6, if there's one thing you could say about Charlie Sheen, is at least he's consistent. Months after revealing that he is living with HIV, that he didn't even tell his family about, they had to learn about it on the NBC Morning News like everybody else did, which is some straight up bullshit. Apparently, the Wild Thing actress, 44, wants $1.2 million from Sheen from failing to deliver on the support he allegedly promised, blah, blah, blah. He pays her $55,000 a month in child support. See, they say that here. The actress initially was reluctant to move to the... But apparently, she moved near him so he could be closer to his kids just to be nice. But the benevolence soon turned to hostility after they moved in, though, with Sheen telling his daughters he'd give away their Christmas presents and threatening them and their mom in a string of aggressive texts. So apparently, one of the texts says, have a merry Xmas with your fucking... with your loser... F-S-T, what is fascist mom? I think it's fascist. Why did they black out part of fascist? It's F blank S blank T for one word. I'm going with fascist, right? With your fascist mom, your dad is a rock star genius. Your dad actually is really, really, really lucky to have fallen into these stupid sitcom TV programs that he fell into, because really, if he wasn't for that, oh my God. Okay, this is what he sent as a text to his child. Have a Merry Xmas with your loser fascist mom. Your dad is a rock star genius. Your mom is a pusswort. He sent to his, 11-year-old daughter a text that referred to her mother as a pusswort. Now, this is what you call straight up crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's hysterical. And another one he wrote, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to kill your mom. Like, that's what you tell an 11-year-old, because they are able to see through to the fact that you're just venting and being hostile and just probably like high as fuck on something right now. This dude is a mess, right? Apparently, Richards claims that Sheen had her and their children evicted. We went through that already. Plans to sue him. But Sheen doesn't buy that. He thinks there are other motivations for the lawsuit, namely greed, which I honestly think there could be. Like, I honestly think they both have points. Like, I don't think they're both completely innocent here. But Charlie Sheen is such a horrible person that you have to kind of side with Denise Richards, even though she is gold digging the fuck out of this. But she's got a couple of kids to look after. And so if she wants to set him up before he blows through all of his fortune drugging and whoring and whatever else he's doing, then it might not be a bad idea to like lock down some of that money right now. But apparently it says Denise Richards is, this is what Sheen has to say about it, Denise Richards is not satisfied that she has received $660,000 tax-free each year for almost 10 years. This is coming from Martin Sanger. He's that horrible, awful attorney dude out here that represents all of these celebrity people, and he's just always like just... He's hard. He was the one defending, what's his name? Fuck, I can't remember. Mark, who was the one doing horrible things? And then he was defending Bill Cosby for a minute, I think. But he was like, bye-bye, I can't do this no more. They go and say it's not enough money for her besides the approximate $10 million she has received from Charlie under her short marriage. That's the way it works, dude. Don't get married if you don't want to pay out on the flip side when it all doesn't work out, especially when you've been running around drugging and like tapping hookers left and right. Like, it's just how that works. But apparently, blah, blah, blah goes on. That's enough of this. But whatever. Apparently, Charlie Sheen is a horrible, awful person. Denise Richards ain't taking it. She's looking for more money for her kids and herself. And I honestly think Charlie Sheen is probably going to end up having to pay that shit. That's just pretty much how I see that going down. I'm just saying is all, right? I'm just saying is all. All right, let's see. What else is I going to talk about? Fuck you, Radar. You know what? I like these gossipy websites, but honestly, if they do not start becoming a little bit more user damn friendly, quit with all the pop-up windows. You know what? I don't care about your stupid ads on everything. Every window it pops up on. And for real, TMZ, these stupid South of Wilshire, whatever this stupid show is with these loud-ass ads you got up on here that come on every time you try to, like, click on this damn website. If you don't get rid of that shit, you are losing a fan called the Hollywood Hick. I will find my news elsewhere. I will just go to the page 6. I will just look at the flip boards and see what the celebrity news is on there, but I will not patronize your stupid site up here giving me all of these stupid mother trucking autoplay videos, scare me within an inch of my life, give me heart attacks because I'm reading something, minding my own business, sipping on my damn coffee cup, and then next thing you know, blasty noise comes out of there, jumps me out my skin, makes me all discombobulated. I do not like it. Stop it. Just fucking stop it. If any of y'all out there know how I can set something up to make these autoplay videos just stop, there's some plug-in or some shit I can get, I would appreciate it. You can tweet me at the H-Wood Hick. You can send it to the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Just do something. Let somebody help a brother. Help me. I can't. It drives me crazy, right? Well, I know what I was going to talk about next. Well, I ain't talked about him in a while, but I can't not talk about it now. Because we're talking about horrible people. Might as well be the horrible people edition of the Hollywood Hick today. Because other Hollywood horrible person I've been talking about quite extensively over the last several months, but I haven't done it recent, is this god-awful, nasty, old, disgusting, gross McGrosserson up there, almost Cosby level of gross, Josh Duggar, right? Well, this whole thing about where, you know, he hooked up with that stripper slash hooker, like she wants to call herself a stripper, I think, more than a hooker. But if you're getting paid for sexy times, then that means you's hooking. So then the hooker label actually works here, right? Well, apparently there is disgusting new details about the Josh Duggar sex scandal. This is according to the Hollywood Gossip, but it's been on other things. Because what had happened to see, like what had happened was he was trying to say he's got receipts and things that say he wasn't there. And then she came back with, fuck you, motherfucker. Let me explain you what I got. It's called photographic evidence. Now, she ain't putting them out for nobody to see, but she said it's there. And so, you know, he probably got scared, because the last thing Josh Duggar needs is another freaking scandal. Because the other thing, okay, now, this, I'll digress for a second. But also, apparently, he done knocked his wife up again. So he's in rehab for sex addiction or whatever, or porn addiction or whatever, all of these things he's up in there for, right? Well, so apparently she went to go visit him. I didn't know you got conjugal visits on your like sexy rehab thing. Like I thought that was when you're supposed to just lay off the poontang for a little bit and just like get yourself together and like try to figure out what you do or do not need to do with your day and whatever. And like, and try to like not think about poontang all the time. Now, apparently she came to visit. I didn't know they got conjugal visits up in sex rehab, but apparently they must, on account of she came back from sex rehab because she must also be fertile as fuck. These Duggar women and the ones, the ladies, the Duggar men wed are freaking fertile. They give them some kind of fertility test up in there. Be like, you need to be able to pop eggs out left and mother trucking right. Like every time I get it wet, if I ain't making a baby, if there ain't already one up inside you, we got problems. We got problems. That's what I'm talking about, right? Well, so apparently she came back pregnant, and that's crazy. That's just crazy. So how can you be in sex rehab up there having sex? I don't care if it is with your wife, because you're supposed to be trying to figure out how to like control your urges, and then she's enabling. But I also find that woman to be somewhat what's the word? She's just kind of simple is what I get out. It's like, is that the kind of word? I don't know. She's just kind of simple. It's like, oh, it's like, and the poor thing, I don't think it's any fault of her own. It's just how she was brought up. These Quiverful people, they like suppress the ladies in such a way where they like teach them that they to be so subservient. And then it's just like, if that's all you've ever known, then that's just what you do. And if you ain't got nothing to fall back on, then you just got to go with what you got and just keep on trucking, because there's a certain lifestyle you want to maintain. I understand that. That's why I go to this damn workplace all the time now, because I like having cash monies. I like having a roof. I like having a car. I like having things. And I like to be able to go shopping and do things, because I do have that homo gene where I like to look cute. So I have to show up to the office in cute new shirts every once in a while, and maybe a new pair of boots to make my feet look good. You know, I understand the need for a certain level of lifestyle, right? But at the same time, maybe you should not give up all your dignity in the process. Not all of it. Like maybe at least like march him through town and like let everybody know that now use the bot. There's a new sheriff in town and her name is Anna Duggar, and Josh Duggar has been demoted to bitch ass bitch who's going to do what I say until I decide that he has made up for all of this horrible shit that he did, where he diddled his sisters and then was out Ashley Madison in with Lord knows who and was like hooking up with strippers and paying them for sexy times and then fucking rough sexing them and choking them and stuff. But that takes me back to this whole new thing. It says, Danica Dillon, disgusting new details about Josh Duggar's sex scandal. Apparently, according to the Hollywood Gossip, this is incredibly disturbing. First line of the articles, just so you know right off the bat. If you are disturbed by Duggar's sexy times and then the shenanigans that ensue, then you might want to stop reading right now. Now, being the Hollywood hick, I will not stop reading. We are going to get into this and see what he has done. And she gave this interview to Hustler. I love that. I love how it's like, nah, I work in the Sexy Times industry, so I'm going to patronize the Sexy Times magazines when I do my interviewing. And that is exactly what she did, right? Well, it says here, Danica Dillon's assault and battery charges against one Josh Duggar are still being weighed by the court. But the porn star recently revealed some very sordid details with Hustler about her terrifying in quotes, because that makes it more terrifying, encounter with the reality star, right? Well, goes on saying, Dillon says that when Duggar came to watch her dance at a strip club, he acted like a sweet, adoring fan and showed no hints that he would turn into an abusive monster. Well, that is not what happened, because if you keep reading this article, you will find out what happened. And what happened was, he walked in and was like, I've been a fan of your work. You're so beautiful. I love you. You're gorgeous. All night long, she was saying. All night long. And she's like, I wonder if she knew who he was when he started saying that, like, whatever. And apparently, you know, he's a porn addict, which most men are. Like, men look at the porn. The porn is, for the most part, is made for men. That's why it's always, that's why there's so much gay porn out there, because you put two men together and they're usually the sluttier ones. They're the ones who are pushing the envelope more times than not, wanting to get all up in some shit. So when you put two men together, that's what you're going to get. A lot of sexy times. That's just how that happens. That's just how that happens. You put two sluts together, you're going to get a bigger slut. That's how it works. But going on, I digress. Says his demeanor quickly changed once they got behind closed doors at her hotel room. See, they even went to her hotel room. He wouldn't even take her to his hotel room. He had to go to her hotel room. He's like, I need you to foot the bill for the room, and I will pay you some money to knock some sexy boots with you, right? But apparently he walked in and instantly was like, get undressed. Get on your knees. There's no intimacy, nothing, she said. You're a hooker. Okay, don't make me defend Josh Duggar, Danica. Please do not make me defend a Duggar. But you're hooking. So when you're hooking and you're getting paid for something, then that means you might have a few demands placed on you as to what it is they're looking for. So if he's wanting you to immediately get on your knees and start slobbering on his junk, then that's probably what he's expecting. I ain't saying it's right. I'm just saying it just is, right? Well, apparently he grabbed her head, and she says, he grabbed my head and pulled me on to him and was doing a forced blowjob. I couldn't breathe. Now, that's some bullshit, because, I mean, we've all done that, but you got to be nice about it. You got to, like, because honestly, if you want the blowjob to continue, you cannot smother the person who is down there blowing your junk. That's just not how you can, that's just not how that shit works. If you're smothering somebody in your pube bush, I'm saying you even got one. So many people today shave them off, which I find weird. I find that very, very weird. That grown men shave off all their pubes down there, because then when they take their pants down, they look like they're 12, and that's freaky. At least leave a little bit of something going on down there so that we know that you have freaking hit puberty, okay? Just saying is all. Just freaking, you can tidy it up, but don't get rid of all of it, because it's weird. It just looks weird. And especially most of you too don't even do it right. It's full of stubbles and nonsense. Just stop it. Just stop it. A nice little cushy bush, that is much better, because it's softer, it's more friendly than your stubble all over your, like in the Mons area around your junk. Just stop it, right? Well, this thing goes on. She said she pushed him away and told him to calm down, which he did for a moment, but then he started up again. She says, and quote, he picked me up and threw me down on the bed and bit me over and was pulling my hair, calling me dirty slut, telling me that I deserved it. Well, again, whatever. I'm like trying to find the shocking parts of this. Like, I've like had sexy times with people, and it's kind of fun. You pick them up, throw them on the bed, start having your way with them. But it depends on how hard he's pulling her hair. Like, I'm not fully on her side yet, and this is bothering me, because I should be fully supporting this Danica Dillon. And I'm thinking that this is just sort of like, I don't know. Like, I need to know the extent of it. How hard did he pull it? Was it just a tug and whatever? And, like, honestly, sometimes people like dirty talk. Like, they want to call you dirty slut and things like that on account of he's paying you to be a hooker. And so that's sort of what goes along with it. You just have to sort of suck that up. I can't believe I'm defending Josh Duggar. I really and truly can't believe I'm doing this. But then she's, okay, this is it. She said he then put his hands around her neck and pushed down hard, leaving visible red marks. Okay, that's where he crossed the line. Right there. That's what it is. Like, I know some people are into choking, but you need to fucking clear this stuff first. You can't just start choking somebody, because one, they're gonna freak out. And if you're choking them and yelling degrading things, then that's when the degrading things aren't like that great. Like, if you're having somebody from behind and you paid for it and you want to say, like, you dirty slut, take that pecker, then I think you can say that all you want to. Now, if you are choking them and still calling them a dirty slut and take that pecker, then I think you have crossed the line and it has gone into some sort of borderline psycho bullshit, which is not far out of the case, because if you look at Josh Duggar, he's got those close set eyes, and I've been through this a million times. You look at people with a close set eyes, they all got psycho killer tendencies. So every time I look at him, I'm like, there is a psycho killer up in there. It's just going to take just the right little trigger to like set it off. And then the next thing you know, and apparently it's porn star pussy that does that shit to him. I'm just saying his own. Apparently, she says, when I pushed him away, he pinched my lips together and spit on my face. Now, that's pretty gross. You can't spit on nobody unless they ask for you to. Some people like getting spit on in the sexy times, because for whatever reason, I don't know. People have asked me to spit on them. I don't mind doing it. Don't really spit on me. Actually, just don't spit in my face. You can spit on my anything from the neck down. I don't really give a shit if we're in the midst of sexy times, because I'm getting other shit on me anyway. I don't mean shit literally, but I mean like bodily things, because I mean, if you're gonna slobber on my junk, you can spit on it. I don't care. You know, like, who cares? Well, digressing, she said the encounter lasted an hour and a half, and when he left, he threw her the money on the counter, $500 short of the $1,500 they'd agreed to. Now, okay, that's where it gets super ugly. Like, okay, you're gonna go in there, choke a bitch, spit on her, call her dirty slut, say all this horrible stuff to her, and then short her on the way out? No, you can't do that, Josh. Joshy, babes, you can't do that. No, it's unacceptable. Un-mother-trucking acceptable. No. Can't do it. So that is why you're getting sued by this woman, because you shorted her. I bet you if you had left all $1,500 there, she would have been like, that sucked, and then moved on to her day. But she says, she's wondering, how many other girls has he done this to? Has he murdered anybody? Okay, now, as horrible a person as I think he is, I really don't think murder is in his wheelhouse. I just don't see that. I just don't see that. But this is where I have another bone of contention with her story. But she said, it says, when asked why she agreed to a second session with him, she said that he had come to the club and apologized profusely for his behavior, telling her, I want to show you that I'm a nicer person. Maybe everybody deserves a second chance. I don't know. She says she believed him and said that he wasn't quite as rough the second time around, but was more verbally abusive, calling her a slut and a skank. Well, okay, now, the first time when he got to choking you, I am on your side on that. That's some bullshit, Danica, and I think you got a point there, right, darling? I think you got a complete legit point. But if you're getting paid $1,500 for sexy times, and during the course of those sexy times, I want to refer to you as slut and or skank, I might have to go, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I might have to get a Duger's back on this one, because that's sort of how that works as far as I understand, right? Well, apparently she's suing Duger for $500,000 in damages and claims that she has suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, who does not have post-traumatic stress disorder nowadays? Is there anybody without PTSD? Because you can get PTSD from all kind of things, apparently. It is not just war and the army and the military, things like that. It is all kind of things will give you post-traumatic stress disorder. I think I have post-traumatic stress disorder on account of, I don't think I have it. I just think I have the ADD, and I've always had it. So that's just how that is. That's my acronym of choice for why I got problems. I'm the ADD. If you don't keep things moving, sometimes I lose interest and then I just move on. But if you can keep things moving, then I will stay engaged. I digress. Apparently, that goes on and says, however, when asked if she has any regrets, her answer is surprising. She goes, it says, if I said that I regret it, then I wouldn't be in the position that I am in now to be able to speak out about sexual assault or sexual abuse. That don't make no damn sense. If I said that I regret it, then I wouldn't be in the position that I am in now. No, you could, darling, you could, because you could say, like, you know what, I regretted this. This is what happened to me. And because I want other people to be aware of it and to be on the lookout for these kind of things, I am talking about it and I'm being open and honest with you people. But this makes me think that you might be somewhat shady. And because of your occupations, it's going to lead other people to probably think you're somewhat shady. And that's sad, because if he really did choke your ass and you didn't say it was okay to choke your ass, then you got problems. But if I said that I regret it, then I wouldn't be in the position that I am in now to be able to speak out about sexual assault or sexual abuse. Okay, Danica, darling, you need to go back in and rephrase that, write that out again, and figure out how to make that say what you really meant, because I don't understand what you're going for here, because pretty much the first part negates the second part, which negates the first part. I don't get it. But according to this, Duger has denied all charges and claims to have evidence and an alibi that would prove him innocent. And she claims to have photographic evidence. So let's see who ends up winning on this. But I also saw where a judge is like, y'all might want to settle this outside of court, because I don't know if y'all want all of these sordid details about both of y'all's to be coming up. But I really do hope it goes to trial to see what comes out of this, because it will be some interesting storytelling, I guarantee. Right. So there we go. The continuation of the gross Josh Duger and the stripper / hooker Danica Dillon, who is suing his ass. And we're going to see how this plays out, because honestly, I don't know, because I think they both kind of have whatever. I really hope that freaking Josh Duger goes down on this one. It's the many holes is are in her story. The part about where if he did choke her and she did not say it's okay, that right there, that's it. Like, you done crossed the line, dude. I don't care if she was hooking or not. You don't just get to go around choking folks just for the sake of choking folks, because you think it's going to like make her clench her pussy up on your cock or something like that. I don't know. Is that what they think is going to happen? Like, I'm not into the choking thing. Like, I just, that kind of stuff just ain't my thing. I want people to look like they're enjoying it, like they're going to like die at any second. I just can't. That's just not. I need participation in my sexy times. If you aren't participating, then I'm going to get the fuck out of there, because that's just bullshit. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's move on to something else. What else was it? Oh, I wanted to look over here. Where did I put that shit? Did I not save it? Here we go. All right, because we got, oh, shoo-wee, I got to running about Charlie Sheen and the Josh Duggar. I almost ate up all the time here on the Hollywood Hick program today, right on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Good Lord, it's early. I can't talk. Ain't had enough coffee yet. But let's look over here. So I'm looking on the Reddit website because they got a Florida man section on there, and sometimes there's some good things in here. So I thought I'd peruse this real quick, and the first one that's up on here, the headline itself is enough to make me have to click on this to see how much this person is going to make us all feel better about ourselves on the way out of the Hollywood Hick program this afternoon, right? Well, morning, afternoon, whatever time of day you listen to this is whatever time of day you should associate with what I'm talking about, right? Well, says here, Florida man quits job at Burger King, steals all the chicken nuggets. Yup. You heard that right. This is coming from the News 96.5 WDBO out of somewhere in Florida. Florida, it doesn't say exactly where in Florida. Nobody says exactly where. Orlando area, I'm assuming, because they're giving weather for the Orlando area up on here. Well, it says here, a former Burger King worker went out in a glaze. That would happen at a donut place, not a Burger King. Take two. A former Burger King worker went out in a blaze of glory for his last day on the job by stealing all of the store's chicken nuggets. Yup, you heard that right, mother truckers. Twitter user Zealot from Florida, also known as John, posted a picture to social media of his loot. Bags of the frozen chicken nuggets are lovingly placed in the passenger seat of his car, strapped in with a seatbelt for safety. In the caption, he writes, "Today was my last," and this is all caps Kanye style too, so basically he is yelling this at the top of his lungs because he wants the world to know. But it says, "Today was my last day working at Burger King, so I took all of their nuggets. Fuck it." That's what he said. I kind of like it when somebody goes out in a blaze of glory. Says here, while it may not cost the fast food chain much money, Twitter users have dubbed Zealot a hero for sticking it to the man. Somebody named Poe Dameron calls him a true American hero. American being all caps, because that is the most important part of that. Some fans also said... are asking the Nugget Chief to share. Some dude who goes by @QuanWucha. I love people's Twitter handles. Sometimes they are funny. @QuanWucha. He says, "Hook me up, please." PLS. I'm assuming that's what please is. But anyone that thinks they are getting their hands on his nuggets, Zealot says he's no fool. He says, "So funny how all of a sudden people I haven't talked to in months or even years are texting me over chicken nuggets." Well, no word on if the man's Chicken King will face any charge. I don't understand it. Oh, no word on if the internet Chicken King will face any charges. I think that's fucking hysterical. And honestly, like, now that this is on things like the News 96.5 WDBO, I would not be surprised if Burger King is like, you are getting arrested for theft, for stealing all of these here chicken nuggets. I hope you enjoy them. You better start cooking them up, because one, they don't last forever. Well, they're froze. He could probably keep those forever. He's in nuggets for a long mother trucking time. So John, also known as Zealot on the Twitters, he done snatched up all the chicken nuggets. So hopefully your Orlando area Burger King has already restocked its nuggets if you're in the market for a chicken nugget. I'm just saying is all. So be glad you didn't, one, work at Burger King, and two, feel compelled to steal chicken nuggets on the way out the door. So let's see if we can find another one up on here, because there was a couple. Oh my goodness, like, I love the headlines in here. Florida man working as Uber driver charged with pulling gun on passenger. Like, really, people, put your damn guns away. Leave them at home. Oh, this one, we got to see how this happens. Florida man accused of spitting in doctor's face blames accidental discharge of saliva. What? Okay, we got to see the story to this. We got a minute or two left on here, so we got to see what the heck this is. So apparently a Florida man, this is out of the Miami area, I'm assuming, because it's from the Miami Herald, right? Says a Florida man complaining of a painful tooth blamed an accidental discharge of saliva after being accused of spitting in a doctor's face. The incident happened in a hospital in Niceville, wherever the fuck that is. A doctor said that Maurice Joseph unpronounceable last name, entered the hospital with tooth pain but started cursing when he didn't get any drugs and spat in the doctor's face. Despite his discharge excuse, unpronounceable last name, 50, was charged last month with battery on a police officer. His that was boring. Why did I waste the last minute or so on here? Whatever. Some dude spit at a doctor because he went in there claiming he had a toothache, wanting some pills, and he didn't get them. Bull mother trucking shit. Boring. Let's see if there's one more quick one, because I was thinking he was going to make us feel better, but I just think that just makes me feel like he's just stupid, really. Okay, now this is interesting, real quick. You just all be glad about yourself, because if you are not this person who causes a headline from the local 10.com, wherever this is part of Florida this is. It says, Florida woman caught with drugs in vagina. Unsure how they got there. Drugs found while Dusty Ray Instagram was being processed in Ingram. Dusty Ray Ingram, I thought it said Instagram. Dusty Ray Ingram was processed in jail. So, y'all, some chick named Dusty Ray Ingram got processed into jail. She had drugs in her coot, and she didn't know how they got there. So, look, just be glad to know that if you happen to have drugs in your coot, you would know how they got there, and you would be able to say, oh, yeah, I forgot I put that there, or something to that effect. But don't be this chick. Do not be this chick. And on that note, I just realized we are out of mother trucking time, y'all. This is the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And I'm getting the fuck out of here, right, mother trucking now. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Buh-bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo-lam.